Philadelphia city controller says almost $250,000 in questionable charges should be reimbursed to the mayor's fund for Philadelphia. Details from WHYY's Tom McDonald.
City Controller Alan Butkovich says $219,000 in questionable credit card purchases were made in 2015 from the fund that has a stated purpose of improving the lives of all city residents.
This total amount includes more than $50,000 at the downtown Marriott during the papal visit and $45,000 for flights and hotel rooms associated with a trip to Rome, which we reported as part of our initial report. In addition to these, there were several other questionable purchases.
The other charges in question include almost $9,000 in Uber charges from managing director Desiree Peterkin-Bell and a farewell party from Mayor Michael Nutter, says Butkovich.
There was little, if any, indication from documents and from those who attended as to how this event benefited Philadelphians, other than those who were in the mayor's inner circle. It was wrong for the city's former leader and others in power to use this nonprofit's money to fund a farewell bash, especially when this is money that is supposed to support youth programs, families in need, environmental initiatives, and many other community-based needs.
Butkovich had this to say about whether the questionable charges could be illegal.
We are forwarding it to all the local law enforcement agencies, some of which have mixed civil and criminal jurisdiction. We are presenting them with all of our facts and hope that they will sort out whatever legal issues there may be.
Peterkin-Bell wrote in a direct message from Twitter that Butkovich's report is an election year stunt by the controller who faces a challenger in the Democratic primary. When asked about the mayor's party and the Uber charges, she declined further comment. Nutter did not respond to a call, text messages to his phone, or inquiries to his website. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.